on that. And our book donations from Chico have been off because the Butte County Jail has aggressively stepped up taking books for the jail library. So a lot of the paperbacks that we were getting, a lot of them are going there. I mean, not more than half, but there are more people asking Chico Library for books. But Helen still, you know, takes care of us, so that's not an issue there. So if you have extra books, please send them our way.
Do you want us to make an announcement online?
Sure.
If you put it on Facebook, I'll share it and make sure.
Okay. Sure. You know. Okay. I'll put a list together.
Oh,
of,
that's
of
a good
the
idea.
Kinds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nonfiction's our hardest. We're always short of nonfiction. Always. Gardening, things like that. Health related, stuff like that. And that's basically it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the literacy project. Can't so read and read.
So there was, yeah, the last time there was no report because the staff member was so new. She was still figuring out duties and all that stuff. And unfortunately, she's already gone, moved on. So that position isn't filled at all. Just to clarify, this person does not work for the library. They work for the Glenn County Office of Education. We partner with them to provide the literacy programs. So,
well, didn't you say you needed a job, Sunshine?
No, I have a job.
Oh. Well, I was gonna say.
Is that guy taking over?
That's the problem.
Who was here yesterday?
Applications out.
No, I don't.
Water treatment.
I shouldn't say. I don't know for sure if he could get. I don't think he was interested in being promoted to that position. He's just the he helps with the volunteers and stuff. But I don't think he was. So we still have tutoring services taking place. This is just the person that manages the tutors and stuff. So we're still able to offer services. They may be a little bit less than they were. You know, not having someone who's managing it, coordinating all of it, and bringing in new volunteers and making sure that, you know, the outreach to the people who need the services is taking place. Obviously, that has been lessened. So it's possible that the services will be, you know, not as heavily attended as they normally would be, but we do still have tutors and we are still offering tutoring services in the library, and I still see people coming in and using them, so that it's not like it's stopped altogether.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have fairly decent participation in the GED program?
Mm-hmm. They do a lot of, I think more these days we're trying to do the high school diploma option instead. There's a lot of
where they take the test.
Mm-hmm. There's a good online program now that they can do and work at their own pace and get a lot of help that way. So I think a lot of them have opted to do that route rather than the GED. But
All right. Library director report and discussion on grant-funded programs.
So just, I happened to get a lot of the books, or some of the books that we had ordered to supplement the collection through the ad grant, and came in yesterday, so I was unboxing them this morning, and I left them on the table just because I thought you guys might want to take a look at it. Like I said, this is just part of it. I did order multiple copies for the branches too, so you'll see some of them, there's multiple copies stacked there. That's why they'll be going to Bayless and Elk Creek also. And it's a real mix of stuff, from juvenile children's stuff to very technical, you know, technical materials, nonfiction type things. So I think we have a fairly good range of materials that are available. The actual hands-on activities, we have a lot of STEM ag-related kits, that materials that we ordered, that, so we'll be doing the programs with kids and juvenile programs. That's all been ordered but hasn't started arriving yet. And then the final piece of that is the actual having speakers. We'd like to have speakers once a month. We do have funds to pay speakers a pretty good stipend, $300 per event. So if anyone has any suggestions for someone who would be a good speaker for an ag topic, it really can be anything. I've connected with a couple of the bee businesses, of course. I think we're going to have one. that specifically, we actually decided to split it up into two programs because there was so much that they could talk about, the actual beekeeping and honey production aspect of it. And then we have another speaker who's going to do the pollinator, you know, bee type stuff, you know, the plants and the bees themselves program with people. And so I think they'll be pretty interesting. Looking forward to those.
I think the cattle women put on a pretty good thing too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, but you can contact, you know, Lisa Humphreys at the Farm Bureau.
Yeah.
Because she's so
busy. I hate bugging her.
Well, you know what? There's also Dina Rogers who's in there too.
Oh,
so
okay. Maybe that would.
Either both gals are great, but they can steer you and give you names and numbers.
Yes. And that's at this point, that's just what I need is someone to contact and ask them. Like I said, it's a pretty healthy stipend. So it's not like we're asking somebody to be here all day, you know, hour and a half is maximum of what people want to, you know, attend an event for anyway. So
we've got that request in the Glen County Fertilizer.
And Brian, the Friends of the Library are helping us with some matching funds. So Brian's been really great about suggesting speakers and topics also.
Mm-hmm. That's Troy Giesbrecht, Milton's son.
Okay.
He's training with the new products and stuff. So
cool.
He gives presentations all over the joint.
Oh, wonderful.
We're just waiting to hear back.
And when you have these workshops, will you announce them on Facebook?
Yeah, we'll do everything. We even got we got some funds to do media outreach, so we can do an announcement in the newspaper, a paid one. There was some funds for printing flyers, which, I mean, they're like, why would you need that? But honestly, it adds up really quickly. We don't have the capacity to do that sort of thing actually here, so we'll be able to print out some posters and stuff and get them around town. And I just need to get a final schedule, which I would like to do as soon as possible so I can start advertising for everything.
Mm-hmm. Are these books standard throughout the state in the grant program?
Oh, no, we were the only ones that got this grant. This was a one-off.
Oh, okay.
So I've been reading reviews from agricultural journals to, you know, just what people have asked for, requested more things on. So, like small farming and a lot of people who kind of do the backyard hobbyist type stuff. So, and that's a really interesting way that the community connects to the bigger agricultural picture. So we have a lot of that.
Perfect. All right, you got an action item here. Request for...
Well, yeah, and actually the second part of the report was I just wanted, because it's related to the action item, we also received that grant for training, $1,000, so that I could attend the space evaluation and planning workshop. And it was interesting. I wasn't sure. I was worried that it was going to be really focused on, because most of those types of things are really focused on big buildings, newer buildings, and libraries that have millions of dollars in their budget and can purchase new shelving and things like that. And obviously, that's not really in the cards for us. But the presenter was really good about scaling stuff down and addressing you know, smaller library issues and how we could kind of get around the not being able to pay for all new, you know, structures and things for stuff. So I did feel like I kind of learned a lot from it. And what I did make a list of the things he suggested that we could do in the library. Some of it does require money. We need to do a lot more face out of the materials, which wasn't really new to me. I've heard that before, but sometimes you need to be told something multiple times to really be like, okay, I really need to start, you know, getting on that. We did it, and when we first started hearing that, we did that with the new book tables, and it definitely worked. We saw an increase in circulation of the new materials as soon as we started facing them out rather than having them all packed together with just the spines out. You know, one of the biggest things was really, though, the overall aspect of the library, the space itself. He started off with a comparison of Best Buy versus, is it Circuit City or Radio Shack, and how, I want to say it was Circuit City, even though they had cheaper prices, they actually had more of some items You know, Best Buy is the one that's still in business. And even though Best Buy had higher prices and less of a selection, it's people chose to go to Best Buy because the environment was nicer. Stuff was more organized. Things were face out and, you know, displayed in a way that you can see nicely. That's customer true. Service was a big part of that. The staff at Best Buy are much more welcoming and eager. And
get you
know,
at the door.
Yes,
they do.
Yeah. Even though you, so people are willing to pay more money just for the experience of walking into a space that's more welcoming, has better customer service and all of that. And, you know, and here we are, we offer our services for free. I mean, we should be getting, everybody should be choosing that, right? Why would you buy a book when you can get it for free? Well, it's because sometimes buying a book is more pleasant. It's more pleasant to go to, you know, a place or to buy it from Amazon. So that's what we're, you know, we're not competing with, but that's the what we mm-hmm. need to realize is that that alternative is there, and we don't want to end up like Radio Shack or Circuit right. City, and because we've let our space degrade, because we have a tendency to focus on you know, the other things and not you know, well, we're the library, we don't want to spend money on making things look nice. That's not what we're here for. And really, and I do struggle with that, and that's why I don't want to say that we're going to start asking for a bunch of money to do that, but
new carpet.
There are some things that, you know, we do need to be aware of and pay attention to the impression that we're making when people walk through the door. Right? Mm-hmm. Does it, if it looks bad and dirty and smells not great, that's going to affect people, even if they don't necessarily realize it off the bat. We're going to turn into the place that people don't want to visit. So working with the staff to try to be aware of that and do what we can as cheaply as possible to.
When you're in a space every day, you get used, you don't see what's there.
Very true. Yeah. We're
I mean, at home, if you've got a crack in the wall, eventually you don't see it.
We're habituated to it. So So and you know what? And pointing those things out to us, I think is helpful. Plus, you know, you guys are great about doing that and I appreciate it. And but yeah, that is the purpose of the action item, was to do maybe, we did do some of the end panels. We can cover up some of the other old, you know, 70s, 60s metal shelving, maybe with some new end panels, buy some more of the easels so the books can face out rather than be packed in. I need to work with the catalog. We need to do a lot of going through the collection and seeing what's outdated. We've already done. We've been trying to do a lot of it, but I think we need to step that up and do some more of it so that we can make space for stuff to be face out so that people can see it. You know, I know there's that, it's kind of a joke about don't judge a book by the cover, but
it's huge.
They have covers for a reason, and and people spend, you know, publishers spend lots and lots of money on designing those covers for a reason, because people connect with them. You see a cover and there's something about it that makes you think, oh, there's something in here that I want to read, or I feel, you know, you feel a connection to a story. And if you don't see that, then they're not making that connection. We're depriving people of that. So I thought that was an interesting way to look at it too. So
you purge the books before our sale and we'll sell them.
All right. It's a deal. We'll do our best. We do have some stuff that has not circulated in over 10 years. It's time for it to go.
Or stick it face out and see if it.
I have done. What do they call it? Last chance displays. This book has not checked out in a long time. If you think it should stay in the collection, it's, you know, you can save it by checking it out. Not that I want people to check out stuff that shouldn't, you know, they don't really want. But sometimes, yeah, it's just because somebody didn't know about it. So.
Right, well, a lot of times put on the cover of a book, not the spine. So that's one thing to think about. Mm-hmm. All right, do we have a motion?
Well, I'll make a motion that we approve up to $1,000 donation funds.
I'll second.
Uh-huh. Before you vote, just because I did get this information for you. I forgot I was going to tell you, but I thought somebody might ask anyway. If you're curious, there is over $20,000 available in the donation fund. We spent $621 in this last year in 2019 from approved purchases from the board on funds. But we had 3,345 donated in last year. So that's why it has over $20,000 in it, because we're much better at accepting donations than we are at spending them, which that's a fault. People are donating for a reason. They want the library to benefit from stuff. So I will try to be better about being cognizant of what's in that fund and how we could be using it to benefit the community to spend them. So in fact, we just received a donation of $2,000 from a really generous and kind patron, and she donates, say anonymous person donates pretty regularly every few years, every 4 or 5 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It just goes back to, I really think, the thrift shop and, you know, the organizations around town, Rotary Club and the Friends of the Library and all the people who purchase from you. You have a really, really generous, kind community who's been really supportive of the library. So I think it's really important to remember that and acknowledge it. We appreciate what they do.
Well, I think also their donations is a thank you for what the library has been doing, all the changes that you've made and working hard to make it aesthetically pleasing. So when people come in, I mean, look at the numbers. So that's pretty incredible.
Thank you.
And that zip program is loved.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It is loved.
That's a bonus.
Yes. Yeah. Glad that that's continuing. So looks like we should have that around for a couple more years.
Good.
Mm-hmm. All right. All those in favor of approving the $1,000 donations funds to be purchased on the shelving?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, motion is passed. Any comments?
Nope.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
We have all of us.
Yes.
Don't take all of them, Larry.
Yeah, take cookies with you.
Let me grab some napkins. Grab some napkins.
Yeah, just pop those out sooner.
So we're returning at 11:32. Look at us.
I'm not going to take it home, so.
You bring your Ziploc baggies or whatever? Look at those pockets.
No.
I got a set of doubles waiting.
Make that so simple. I've always been doing it wrong.
Safety player lunch.
So you guys make this so simple. I feel like I'm doing it wrong.
Oh, no.
I've never been.
No.
You've been live bought.
So you're not going to
get it with
sets of tires.
I'm not that proud.
No, I'm
okay.
Pretty thin.
Yeah, I am. Really
I tell
fun.
You.
So besides homeschooling and getting a full-time job, hard.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Homeschooling is my first priority. It just doesn't make, I don't get paid to be a teacher.
Yeah. Yep. I get that.
Well.
Take one to the road.
Real teachers don't get paid nearly enough either.
And the payment has been getting to spend that much time with my
Thank
son.
Thank you.
That's pretty amazing.
Oh, is there something you'd like me to put on the agenda? The only thing that I can think of is maybe Wayne was referring to for the board to discuss something or for us to take action on something, we need to have it on the agenda. So maybe that's what, I think maybe that's probably what he was.
If I ever have something to put on the agenda, I'll definitely bring it to you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Yeah.
First, I don't know if that's everybody. Anything you want to discuss?
Lisa, I just need to know, did Dan ever get you some wallets for baking? Okay.